Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the truth about land sales. Yesterday was the truth about land acquisitions, and I got a lot out of that myself, actually.
I'm glad.
Today, Jill's going to tell us all about land sales, the good, the bad, the ugly, and what to really, truly, honestly expect in the beginning of your career and even all the way through. God knows she's seen it all. Huh. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of the members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Fairy asks, of all the methods of sales, if you had to pick one, and that is the only one you could use to sell a property, what would that be?
Well, this is such a dangerous question.
All the methods.
First of all, you're going to answer it, but I will preface it with this. This is a bad idea.
What does that mean? Oh, like one avenue to sell?
Yeah, like let's say you pick, it's your desert meal, desert island meal. Like what if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life on some deserted island somewhere?
That's true.
What would it be? What would yours be?
Yeah, my one meal?
Yeah, for the rest of your life, every single, that's your nightmare.
Oh, I mean Mexican food, that's easy. I don't care. Fajitas.
Yeah.
I could probably live off fajitas. There's got to be a healthy amount of salsa and guacamole in there. But then I'd be okay.
That's not even too far off.
You could live off spaghetti and meatballs.
I could.
See, there we go.
It's not good for you, though.
It's not that crazy.
I like your healthy option.
Thank you. Yeah, my fajitas are good. Okay,
so what would you choose? Like, here's a list of them. MLS? Would you just say, I'm going to list it on the MLS and figure it out? Would you just use your email
website.
List, would you just, your website, Craigslist,
social media.
Yeah, what would you do?
Yeah, I wouldn't, because I'd use them all. It's too easy to use them all.
Yeah, let's be super clear. This is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. If I had to, if I had to use only one, I would pick the one that reaches the most people. And at this point, it would probably be social media, because I can reach thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of people with one post and quickly share it. So I can do that in minutes. And so that would be my number one thing. And what would I be doing with that? Driving them to my website. Why? Because that's where all the details are, and that's where they can check out with a credit card. How's that for answering the question?
Absolutely true. But I'll tell you, that's not how we sell the most property.
It's true. I'm just saying. But hold on. Hold please.
Because this is the truth about sales.
Well, hold please. But that's if you had to pick only one, that's the best one, because it's let's be honest, I have a pretty good list going of my repeat buyers.
That's
and
how
it's
we sell
pretty
property.
Darn easy. Now I have properties that don't even make the MLS or not MLS. They don't even make my site, because as it comes in, I'm already selling it to Joe over here, because he always buys all those properties from me in a heartbeat, and we don't even really talk about it. It's kind of like, hey, here's three more, or here's 10, and he'll like, I'll take all 10, I'll take these five, whatever it is. I already have his credit card on file. I mean, and I always deed it the same way. We don't even really talk about it. So, but I can't always guarantee that Joe's going to be in that right situation to buy my property. What if something happens? He's, with his business, whatever. So even my buyer's list could fluctuate and could change a little bit with what their needs are. So that's where I thought, I'm just going to go for reach, man. That's a thing.
So I'm going to change the question a little bit and answer a little bit differently, and then we'll get onto the topic, because this is pretty much on topic, actually. Mm-hmm. The single best thing that you can do in your land sales career is build a list and continue to build it. Continue to build an email list. So when you get a piece of property in, you just blast it out and it's sold.
Yep.
That said, you can't just do that. You have to do all kinds of stuff. The reason that you build a list, the reason that you are getting such a large list, is because you're attracting people from other places like Craigslist and eBay even.
Yeah.
The MLS. So if you have a piece of property,
all kinds
you sell
of places.
It. You post it everywhere, you're going to pick up 20, 30,
social media.
40, 50, 50 new people to put on that list that I'm talking about. If you do that with 100 pieces of property, you're in good shape. Now imagine, we've done 15,000 deals. Our list is huge.
You know where I often get buyers too, by the way? Property sellers. As we're sending out offers to people, we pick up on people who are other investors, and they love it because they get excited. They see my offer, they're like, wow, I know what you pay for property. I want to be on your list. And that's how it goes,
too.
It's
all interconnected, like biology. Today's topic, the truth about land sales. Boy, we just said a lot, talked a lot about it already. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll actually be on time with the show.
Why? Because I have a fun thing I want to play. So we have a few things.
This is the truth about land sales. And it's the meat of the show.
Exactly.
So what is... What's
hey,
the
Google,
truth?
Stop.
Sorry. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We set off the Google machine.
We did set off the Google machine.
How's that for the truth?
I know. Why do you have a Google machine in your office?
Just because I ask it stuff.
Okay, good.
All the time.
I am glad. Okay, cool. So the truth about land sales. What is this about? What do you want to know? You want me to ask you some questions? What do you want? How do you?
Well, if you had to explain it, if you had to say, here's what's really good about it, what's bad about it. Do you do the same thing every time?
Okay. Here's the truth about land sales.
Does it depend on the asset?
There are a couple different common themes every single time. So, number one, you have to properly convey and portray the property. So part of selling is making it look good and marketing. Marketing and selling really kind of go hand in hand. So you really got to have a really good posting, really good photos, you know, or a good description. You don't need to spend a week on it. I know some people that almost like act like they're writing a thesis. You don't need to do that, you know, but it has to be good and it has to be accurate and properly convey the property. Good maps, where's the taxes, and give stuff about you. You know, hopefully they're on your website, is where people are going to find it, but they want to know about you and the transactions that you've done and how this transaction's going to go, kind of thing. So it's kind of starts with that. Now, the buyers that come to you, they typically fall into a couple different camps. One are the tire kickers. These are the people that call and call and call and email and call and call. They want to go out there. They want to see it. They want to stand on it. They want you to be there with them and hold their hand and point out the view, which is the funniest thing. We're not going to do that. But it's funny, the people, though. Some of the people like, well, are you going to meet me there? Why? I don't need to let you in. It's a piece of land.
And I live 2,000 miles from there, but sure.
Here are the coordinates. So yeah, I'll be right there. So no. But so there's the you have the tire kickers, and you'll learn quickly who they are, and you'll learn to get them off the phone quickly. When they ask questions like, you know, my wife and I are about to buy an RV. It's 39 feet. It's gorgeous. And you know, have you seen those ones with the toy haulers? Okay, now you know that's not the right guy. Yeah. When they start launching into this long thing about, well, this good stuff, this is going to be a tire kicker. And they want to know, does the county allow that? Is a toy hauler allowed there? Can I do all this? Okay, hold on a moment. They haven't been doing their homework long enough. They don't really know yet what they even want. That's a tire kicker, not the right buyer. Then we have the middle of the road people, which are good. You hang in for those people. They may have two questions like, hi, how many of these do you have? All right, and if I buy four, can we do them all on one deed?
That's a good question.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, one more thing. Would you take care of this part of it? Will you waive whatever fee if I pick up all four?
That's something serious.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. Then you pay attention to those guys, man. And then that's it. And then my favorite of the callers are the people that you don't even talk to them.
They just check out.
And that's the goal of what you're really trying to do here. You're really trying to, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's the truth about land sales is you're really not, there's not a lot of selling. You know, you're not trying to talk them into it, because if you do and you tell them it's gorgeous and you can stand on the top and see the ocean from there, and they go out and stand on the top and they can't see the ocean, now you have a refund and they're not happy, and it's going to be a problem, and sometimes it could be a mess.
So Jill's referring mostly to rural vacant land.
Well, I'm talking about land.
Infill lots.
Well, even infill lots. Don't improperly convey what it is.
Right. Well, the whole thing was all about rural vacant land. Infill lots are completely and entirely sold to a different customer. Infill lots are my favorite. Huh? Or urban lot splits, because developers buy them, and they're in the business, and they get it. and there's not a lot of talking about it. It's
they're my version three. They're my customer two or my customer three, because that's it.
They're pros. It's a B2B transaction. It's not a B2C, business to consumer versus business to business.
Well, what's interesting too is that's a lot of our business is we are wholesalers. So the majority of my customers are other investors, and I love that. Now, will I just, you know, I don't like discriminate or say you have to have a wholesaler's license or I won't sell to you or anything because it doesn't exist. But I don't do anything like that. But if an end user comes along and wants to buy our property, heck yeah, lucky for them. What I'm not going to do is hold their hand through it. Yeah. I just don't have time. My team doesn't have time. I say me, but it's us. So so that's a lot of it. I'm trying to think what else.
And larger deals, there's nothing like this goes on at all. It hits the MLS usually. And I usually put investor special right in there. There's fixed price. We use fixed price MLSs for properties that are infill lots, larger infill lots, say over 180 to 100 grand, and then the really large property deals that we do.
High dollar amount.
Yeah, I mean, they want to know you're for real. It's all about price at that point. And because we only buy property at crazy cheap amounts, there's a lot of room for Jill to say, on these bigger deals, she'll shave.
I can shave off
$50,000 to $100,000 off of it. If you know, with the caveat that, do you have the cash? We can close. Then we'll happy to do that.
Exactly.
That usually right there, the right buyer, just it's over.
Well, the good thing to point out too about doing like a flat rate MLS listing for those high dollar amount deals is often because not just it shows credibility who we are, but that's usually where those guys are looking.
Right.
They don't know where else to look.
Yep.
So they're looking on, and it's going to syndicate on, you know, Zillow and Trulia and all those things. That's where they're looking for those bigger deals. And we all know it's just like being in Tijuana. But it's a, come on, let's be honest.
It's like being in Tijuana.
Hold on a moment. We all know on cash deals, there's room for negotiation.
Oh.
No one's going to pay the sticker price. So you need to plan for that too, by the way. When you do a flat rate MLS listing, just like you're putting your used car for sale, you bump it up $1,000 or $2,000 or something because you know you're going to shave off $1,000 or $2,000.
Here's how we...
Right?
That's exactly right.
Thank
here's
you.
How we attract the right buyer. Number one, it's cash only on almost all of these deals. This is the way we sell houses too.
Or if it's not cash, it's between them and that's them and their bank. By the time I don't own a
there's
finance.
No lender involved in the deal. It's just hard money.
It's their credit card. They've saved it up. They've got the cash.
It's at cash only. Yeah. Or, and we don't pay buy side real estate fees. So when we list it, we check all those boxes and say no. We will not pay real estate commissions on your side. We're not paying any on ours.
Exactly.
Then that separates everybody. Now they know we're real investors. All the agents that are not worth their salt, they stay away.
Exactly.
Those things really, there's things that you can do from a sales standpoint that it might take a little longer, but in the end, you're going to close. When you get a cash deal with a bunch of money down, non-refundable, they're going to close the deal.
Yeah, it's true. And if they don't, that's okay.
Right. I'm trying to remember if we've ever cashed. If we have collected non-refundable deposit.
And never had them walk.
And then, but just kept the money. I can remember one time.
Right.
You know what? You do a great job of connecting with the correct buyers.
Yeah. You know what it is? It takes time. This is the truth about land sales. It takes time to get this, to build up to this. So, you know that. And it's sometimes, especially when you're new and you're starting out, you think everyone's, this guy's going to buy. And then he falls through. And then the next one's going to buy. And then he falls through.
Yeah.
After a couple of those, you kind of go, all right, now I spot them. I'm not going to invest that much time. You know, I can kind of tell. You know, you'll be able to pick out the tire kickers and know how to leverage yourself and leverage your time and who to work with.
You don't want to put yourself in a sales position role.
Yeah.
You really want to, I say this cautiously.
It's true.
You want to be standoffish about it. You want to have this attitude. Look, there's nothing cheap. This is the best deal in the market.
Yeah.
So I'm providing a tremendous value to you. I am also not going to provide a tremendous amount of time and customer service.
Yeah.
So when somebody's really hard selling you, it's never a good price. They have to go above and beyond and make up for the fact that the price is not the primary point.
Right.
like an auto dealership.
You know, it's one thing I've never, ever done. I've never, ever to like, yeah, like you said, like tried to sell them. I've never said, oh, but wait till you see it. When you stand on that summit, could you imagine?
No.
No, I've never done that.
Selling on emotion?
That would be.
This is not an emotional business.
That would be.
Wholesaling is pure money.
That would be so funny. But so the thing is, provide the information. You want to be, happy about your property because it is a great property. Just don't overdo it.
Yeah. Get excited. Yeah. Get excited about the, actually get excited about the deal.
Yeah.
Not the land.
And be real, honest and clear and answer every question that you can. Like I've had people say, would you, stake it out for me?
That comes up a lot.
And I have said, happy to. Here's how much more it will cost. And I have said, I know in this county, you can go to the assessor and like say it's $800. I know you can go to the assessor, literally have them do them. It's $800, stuff like that. If you want me to take my team, and they already know where the discussion's going.
Yeah.
Well, we can hang up this phone. I can go to my team. I can have them reach out to the assessor. I can schedule it, get everything done, everything like that. By the time I get this all done and we get back to you, it won't be $800. And they go, ah, thank you. Got it. And that's about it. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that, but so like, if you want me to blade a road, you know what I mean? Those are things like that with people, you know, and they may be, they're not wholesalers. They are retail. And you know what? Honestly, what I would do with those people is I would try to help them find another property that fits their thing. You know what, Mr. Smith? This one's kind of out there. Based on what you're telling me, you want to drive your Cadillac. I'm not sure that's going to work. However, I've got a property over here with a paved road, you know, that you can get right to it. And there's houses all around. So it's really easy to see what can happen. Maybe this is better for you. And then leave it at that.
You want to deal with somebody who's already decided that they want the piece of property and that they understand the value of real estate. Like think of it going to a garage sale and you're looking through a bunch of stuff and you find some vintage salt and pepper shakers, for example. Just picking this off the top
really
of my
good.
Head. If the person grabs the salt and pepper shakers and walks up to you, the homeowner, the person who's having the garage sale, and they say, now, is this one for salt or is this one for pepper? What is salt? Because salt... You know, I've always wondered about salt.
Is it good for you?
What do you put on salt?
Is it healthy?
What do you put salt on? Do you put it on all foods? No. That person already knows what a salt and pepper shaker is. They've already made the decision to buy it. It's just about price. They're walking up to you to say, hey, it says $4. I'll give
you three. Would you take
two? It's the same thing with land. You know, you want them to have already decided and done their homework. And you can tell the minute they get on the phone. Mm-hmm. That they want the property. It's just a matter of price.
I have two final points, please. One is, we alluded to it yesterday, which is good acquisitions and a good sales price usually solves all your sales problems. So that's number one.
Well, I think what she means is...
You bought it right. You didn't overpay.
When you buy it right, it sells fast.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no sales effort.
Yeah. So what I mean, what I'm saying is when your property is priced 25% lower... And everything else out there that you can find on the internet that's similar to your property, yours is going to sell fast. And then my second thing is,
ding, ding.
And I love this because it's so funny because I see this all the time with our members. I get all excited like, oh, I just put it for sale. And they're like watching it like, watching the water boil. Hold on a moment. And they get all excited about it. And, you know, and they're like, I didn't do it right. I did something wrong. No one's checked out today. This happens so often. And it's so funny. And then a week goes by, if that. And the next thing you know, they're like, oh, never mind. It's sold. And then three more days go by and go, you know what? I didn't pull the posting down fast enough. I got two more people that would have paid more.
There's
whatever.
Your buyer list.
It's hilarious. I'm like, yep. And that's exactly right. So you have other stuff for them. So it's good.
I don't have trouble.
We don't have any trouble with sales. I'm glad we're talking about sales because you know what? And that's probably the reason we don't talk about sales very much is because and that's how I describe us. I describe our whole operation as acquisition machines. And because then the selling part comes really easy.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show or watching it too, I guess.
Yeah.
Join us next time for another interesting episode of our show.
And we answer your questions. Should you have one, please go and post one. It's landinvestors.com and it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Okay, we didn't play our game. Want to play our game real quick?
Our game. Yeah, sure.
Okay, here's our game. Let's get real quick. So think about Land Academy and all the people, all the more tough jobs out there than what we do. So if you can handle that, you can handle this. I got one.
Go.
Meter maid.
Oh, geez.
No, sorry. You don't like that one?
No, I love it. I just have, everyone's got opinions, real strong opinions.
Yeah, I know. That probably wasn't going on. I have a bad meter maid experience right now, so that's why she came to my head. So never mind. How about judge? If you can handle being a judge, you can handle this.
You know what? I can cut to the chase here.
Rules and
laws.
This
career, if you understand data, if you come to us and Excel, you turn to Excel for the vast majority of things that you know, if you've ever written a letter in Excel to someone because you don't want to understand Microsoft Word and understand data and data tables and why and how to look at data and plot it or however you see data, you know, then this will be easier than anything you've ever done. And here's why. Here's another thing that we don't talk about enough. There's no politics in this. It's just you sitting at your table. And maybe one of your kids or your spouse or your business partner helping. It's so low overhead. I mean, this topic cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier than anything I've ever done and more profitable.
And that's my favorite thing. If you've tried to do other property or tried and did something, you were frustrated right that, don't give up. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you.
Houses are impossible.
There's a lot of other tough properties out there, and that doesn't mean you can't do this. You know, and then the flip side is, once you understand land and get really good at it, it's a great place to start and then evolve to other property types and evolve to tougher things. That's a good thing once you get this down. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening or watching. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.